Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And this, well, this is Lock and Load.
Come and see me. Can't you see me?
This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Today is a special day. Normally, we have done the latest class by now, but because of some of this coronavirus stuff, which isn't affecting me and it's not affecting anybody else, but it still affects things, it affected things. So, tonight, here we are with a fresh episode of the 1911 University with the professor Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. How are you holding up, sir?
I'm better than I deserve.
Better than you deserve.
Yep, finest frog fur down here on the river.
Frog fur. Okay, so listen, I do have one request. The next time you're going to post a picture of your Jim Fuller Rifle Dynamics crank, get me a better angle than the end of the buttstock, because I'd really like to look at that gun.
Oh, I'll send you some pictures. I got tons of them.
There you go. Now,
yeah, it's a great gun.
Now, in all seriousness, you're driving around with that in the vehicle just in case, right? Which that's what everybody's looking at right now is what happens just in case.
Yeah, I mean, I drive around with that or something similar to it in the vehicle all the time anyway.
Right.
So, yeah, nothing there really has changed for me. Because, well, that's how we roll.
That's how you roll. Now, where you live in Nebraska, what is the probability you would think of things going, of the zombie apocalypse actually occurring due to all this nonsense?
Highly unlikely. I mean, you know, I'm sitting in my office right now. I can see out my office window over a mile away, a barren wasteland, nothingness. You know, I think if that were to happen, we'd have a long lead time. We might have a few local miscreants that tried to take advantage of places like the nursing home or the grocery store, but that would be quashed in a hurry.
Yeah.
And we would have a long lead time before anything from the coast got here, I think.
So, now we were talking before we started this segment and everything, and, right now, I think the entirety of California is locked down. New York City is locked down. And they've gone from social distancing now to, in these lockdowns, are they still allowing what they refer to as essential businesses being open? Are the grocery stores still open, et cetera, et cetera? Or is it all locked
down? Yeah, from what I understand, Eric and I were just talking about it before you called. From what I understand, they're doing... Now, like the governor in California, he's a nutter, but he's like, you know, we would highly, highly like you to just stay in your homes for the next 30 days. Ain't nobody going to stay in their home for 30 days, fool. That ain't going to happen.
No.
People get stir crazy, you know. They got to go outside. They got to get some air. So, you know, I mean, at this point, I think it's being suggested that you stay inside your home for 30 days and turn a color of milky white. from lack of sunlight. I mean, I was doing a live a couple nights ago, and we were talking about some stuff and watching, and somebody says, vitamin D. You need vitamin D, right?
Right.
Get some vitamin D pills. And another guy goes, how about just go outside and get some sunshine? And,
yeah.
And he's right. You know, I mean, that's the truth of it. And we're fortunate here, Bill, and where we live on the river and a farm and whatnot. The kids are home from school, you know, and then the school's closed. Yesterday, a buddy of mine called me. He was in town, you know, in a little local town here, and he said the city clerk had like 200 or 300 kids in it playing. So much for getting them out of school and separating them.
Right.
But, you know, we're lucky here in that, you know, my kids, they have hundreds of acres to roam about and play on if they want to. So it's not really a big deal for us.
Yeah. I think what I've read says that you have to be within 6 feet of somebody if you are infected to infect them. So I would imagine where you're at, you guys are like in a little compound, able to just sustain. Do you normally, now, I've seen, Joe has this shed. He has this shed that's full of ammo and beer. And if things get really bad, I'm not going to go to Joe's compound. I'm going to his shed. He'll find me in his shed, surrounded by empty beer cans. So.
And brass.
Well, no, not so much the brass. I mean, you know, I'm not going to be shooting inside your shed. I mean, it's probably a pretty nice shed. I don't want to be a bad guest. I just want to drink your PBR. So,
anyway. Which I'm going to get more of today because somebody else came and drank it all.
I've never understood that. You know, when they call for snow or something, around here, everything stops. A half an inch of powder will grind this area to a halt.
Right.
And everybody, when I was a bread man, they would force me off the road to get the bread. All the crazed people, because the bread would be what saved them from the apocalypse. And, you know, I would go while I was buying my, oh no, I got to hunker down and have supplies. I'd buy beer and steaks, because I can grill even if I don't have power. And if, you know, if I lose power, I just stick the beer outside and the steaks outside. It'll stay cold. I mean, you know, if it's due to snow. And I never understood the whole bread, milk, and eggs. Eggs is another thing. I don't know what you're going to do with eggs that you can't do with steak. And then I don't have to have any supplements. And I'm grilling outside. I don't need any supplements for the sunshine or what, you know, the depressing shine or whatever it is. I don't know.
Right.
Whatever. I've never understood that. So we're going.
Well, we have chickens. We have chickens and ducks, so we have all the eggs.
Oh wow! Plus you have duck. I have never tried duck. Have you? Is duck good?
If it's cooked right, it's exceptional. Yep. Yeah. If it's not cooked right, it's exceptionally juicy.
So, yeah, I could understand that. I've just never tried it. I've heard a lot of people talk good about it. But we've just been doing some small talk to catch up because we haven't talked that much. When we get back, we're about to head to the first break. ChambersCustom.com, you can find them there. Also on Facebook, Chambers Custom. Also, when I was getting ready to do the video, and then my son, who's my cameraman, they decided that they were going to self-quarantine earlier this week, so I'm probably going to finish shooting the video today, but I do have the Chambers Custom. Is it the Fat WMG or the WMG Fat?
Fat WMG C.
Fat. Anyway, I've got that to talk about. We've got that to talk about because that is also exceptional, just like a well-cooked duck. Maybe more so because you can obtain more well-cooked ducks with it. But,
yes,
that's all coming up next. As 1911 University, I know a lot of you missed it last night. That's okay. I always intended to bring it to you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Builder.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Build American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers, which one thing about talking to Joe is when we're talking 1911 University, when we're talking about his guns, well, they're not your usual. They are the 2011, 1911s, 2019s that have been taken to the furthest out they can go. This is as far as they can be taken, I think, until Joe figures out the next evolution of whatever that's going to be. But let's talk about my gun first, and then we're going to talk about that new gun that you posted up. My gun continues to impress me simply because of the balance. Because I've been letting people, I'll be like, check this gun out. They'll grab it, and they'll be like, at first they'll be like, wow, this is really heavy. But then they hold it up and actually put it in a, like, I'm going to point it at this particular thing sort of posture. And then they're like, wow, this just balances just so beautifully. I know that's by design, but I mean, is that something you hear often?
Yeah. People seem to like balance on them. No, there was some concern at first about, you know, commander length guns and double stack mags. I'm like, listen, other companies have been doing this and other gun designs for decades. This is no different. It'll balance just fine.
Right.
It'll be okay. And as it turns out, it's accurate. You know, it's an accurate situation.
So with the way this thing is set up, like, this one has an optic on it. And because of the way you do the cut with the optic, you're removing some material, but then you're adding a plate back to it, which I guess is that an adapter plate for the Holosun, or is that just something you put on everything?
Yeah, that's a RDSM plate that I designed originally for the Night Fighter, and we just carried over into all the guns now for people that want a red dot on their gun. So we put the plate on there, and the reason we have to have the plate on there on a 1911 or a 2019 is because the slide is thinner side to side than the dot by a considerable margin, and you have to have an area to bolt the dot to.
Right.
There's some people out there that have tried to do it without the plate, and they end up drilling through the side of the slide, and it's never pretty. So, it looks ridiculous. So, now this way you can mount the dot. It looks nice. It's papered up, and it adds a little bit of weight back to the slide because we're taking a lot of metal off of the machine that cut. And what we figured out with the dot on there, depending on which dot you use, and the plate, and all that, the slide ends up weighing within about a half an ounce or an ounce of what it would weigh with a normal iron sight on the gun anyway.
Right.
So we're not adding a bunch of weight and mass. And matter of fact, I just had a guy send me a message last night, and he was wanting to buy a 5-inch 2011 from another company and have a red dot on it, and they told him, no, we're not going to do it because we don't, you know, you can't put a red dot on a 5-inch gun. It won't function in 9mm. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? They actually told you that? Yeah. Okay, well, it works fine for us. I mean, we did 25 fighters. We're doing 25 regulators. We don't have any issues. Works just fine. You know, so, yeah.
And who said this? Who said you can't put a red dot on the back of a 1911 platform?
I won't say the name of the company.
Some other purveyor that doesn't know what he's talking about. I get it. I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. I get the decorum part of it. That's very nice of you. At the same time, I just wanted to know so I don't, you know, if I ever were to bump into him, I don't want to laugh out loud when he says that in front of me. I just want to know, you know, just.
Yeah,
that's okay.
I'll tell you off air. That way you can.
Okay.
Laugh, but
okay.
We can maintain our professionalism.
And still, despite all of that and all of those variables that come into play, the gun still balances beautifully.
Yeah.
Still bouncing.
Yeah.
This is the gun I'm carrying everywhere I go right now, mainly because I have magazines for it that all work. I figured out the load that I need to use because I didn't think to ask the builders of the gun what to stuff it with. But now I know, and I've got it stuffed with that, and it is very reliable, and it doesn't have any issues. And this is the gun I'm carrying. That's what it's about, right? Having confidence in your carry piece, right?
Yes.
So.
Absolutely.
I have that now.
That's why I carry what I carry. You know, I mean, I carry a gun that, you know, like the 38 Super Commander WMG that I had Brandon build, because it flat out runs. I trust my life to it.
Right.
And, matter of fact, I was going through my infinite stash of bullets last night for reloading, looking for some new hollow points to load up for my 38 Super, seeing as we're going into the zombie apocalypse.
Yep.
And I found some vintage 125 grand era hollow points, which are amazing bullets, because they're called the flying ashtray for a reason.
Oh, I remember that. Yes, I do. Yes, yeah. I do.
So,
flying
ashtray.
That's because they flatten out. They go from, like, whatever, from that, what is it, like, a basically a 38 caliber size to something akin to, like, a 70 caliber when they flatten out?
Yes.
The flying ashtray. Yes. Plus, that means if you get hit with the flying ashtray, then you're going to need a whole bunch of back team.
Exactly.
So, how many magazines do you have for your 38 Super? Because that comes into play in the zombie apocalypse.
Oh, I'm a consummate believer in, if you don't have 12 mags for every gun you own,
right,
then you don't have any mags.
Right.
And so I have about 24.
Thus solving, you know, when Clint Smith came to me the other day, when he came to me at SHOT Show and everything, you know, he carries a single stack 1911-45 always.
Right.
And but he also carries about 8 magazines on him.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not like most of these people that carry the single stacks, or you, that carries the single stacks and gets out there and says, yeah, I got my spare mag right here. Well, I like the recognition that, well, I don't have capacity, but I do have pockets.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, if I'm going out, you know, like, well, I went to Walmart yesterday, but I just carried my Super. But
I tell you what, I'm so immersed in this, I crept up on us. We'll continue this when we get back. This is 1911 University, and this is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is announcing a statewide stay-at-home order to stop the spread of the Chinese coronavirus. Speaking with reporters, the Democratic governor says there's a lot of misconceptions about what a stay-at-home order is.
You'll still be able to leave your house to go to the grocery store to get food. You'll still be able to visit a pharmacy, go to a medical office or hospital, or to gas up your car at a gas station. You'll still be able to go running and hiking and walk your dog.
Democratic governors in California and New York also have ordered that all non-essential businesses keep workers at home. And Pennsylvania's governor has ordered that all businesses that are non-life-sustaining close. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow closed on a down week, losing 913 points to finish at 19,173. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Lock and Load, and this is 1911 University. Not so much university today, so much as sort of me celebrating the fact that I have an example here of a Chambers custom gun that has my name on it, literally. And I knew, now with these types of engravings, and of course the professor here is Joe Chambers, with these types of engravings, is it the same as mine where I need to just be mindful and keep the engraving, a little touch of oil on that all the time, keep it from rusting?
No, most of the time we have them engraved and then blue them first.
Right.
I thought it would be a nice touch.
I like the way it reflects.
Yeah, leave it in the white.
Yeah. I really like that. It's worth the look. That's no trouble at all to keep that look. For those who don't know, my forebear was brought over here by the British to fight in the Revolutionary War. His name was Frede, V-R-E-D-E. He was a German Hessian. Although he was not a Hessian with a whole lot of conviction. So as soon as he got here and he sobered up, because I think they got him when he was drunk or something, he sobered up and looked around and said, "Well, this is a much nicer place, but I'm not fighting these guys. I don't even know who they are." And he took off and headed towards Virginia and then later North Carolina. And we became Anglo-Saxonized when somebody said, "Frady, huh? F-R-A-D-Y." So that's how that started. And now that's on this pistol here. And this will be one of the things. I can't even be buried with it because I'm going to be cremated. I would not have this gun burned. The whole thing with the mustard, though, I thought that this was a symbolic thing. No gun leaves here unless it can cut the mustard or something. I thought it was, telling a message.
That's what it has become.
Yeah.
Basically, is, you know, our motto, if you will, is, you know, does it cut the mustard? Yes.
Yeah.
All right. It's ready to go. If it doesn't cut the mustard, then no, it's not ready to go.
Stays with you.
And the guys, if you ask them, they would tell you that I am wildly anal retentive about looking over the guns repeatedly before they're blued and after they're blued. And there's been more than one time where I've been, after the gun's blued, I'll look at Eric and go, yep, you're going to have to redo this, this, and this, and then re-blew it. And he's just like, seriously? And I go, yeah, seriously. Would you want that on your gun? Well, no. Well, then we should have caught that beforehand. And now that doesn't happen very often now because he's gotten really, really good. But you know, everybody has a little hiccup when they first start.
Is Eric listening tonight, you think?
Probably not. I don't know. He might be.
Well, let him listen to the replay. Eric, you rock, son. Let me tell you something. He rocks. I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you. When you told me it was going to be one of your guys, I was like, can they be good, as good as the master? But, my presumption is, yes, they with you overseeing them, they do a splendid job. And, I mean, yeah. I've been trying to call our guy Carl for 2 days, and he's not answering, so I'm still waiting to go get shark skin. I was hoping to do that tomorrow, but we'll do it when it's time to do it. But the experience, do you, like, if you have a client who's like, hey, I'm really eager to get this gun, do you send him pictures of the, like you were doing me and showing me the parts and all the other stuff? And, I mean, the painstaking way they did it, like my slide started out life as a government-linked slide, and they whittled it down to a commander length.
Yeah, we don't do a lot of in-process photos directly to the client simply because of time.
Right.
You know, I'll shoot a few pictures here and there, and they'll get posted up online, or I'll text them to a client once in a while. But to be honest with you, I have time to do one of two things: take pictures of guns being built, or build guns.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, like your gun, for example, Eric took some pictures of it before we shipped it, but he took pictures of it and posted it up. I didn't know he even posted pictures of it up until later that evening when I got on the grams and saw it, and it dawned on me that I didn't get any pictures of it myself. I was like, crap.
So, oh, well, this is going to be a very photographed and videoed gun. Trust me on that there, Hoss. It definitely is. We're coming up, we got about a few minutes here, but when we get back, I want to talk about this coronavirus thing and how you think it's beginning to impact the industry to a degree.
Yeah.
So I'm beginning to get a little, and I'll tell you what bugs me about it is, you know, we've already had 20,000 people die this year from the flu. From the flu. And we got people running around right now buying all the toilet paper. I saw Eric posted something about the toilet paper. Some people, some health professionals are thinking that they're confusing the coronavirus with the norovirus, which caused a lot of diarrhea and would dehydrate a lot. And that's how bad the fears ginned up. They don't even know what they're buying this stuff for. However, I did hijack a load of toilet paper earlier today, and if you need any, let me know.
I live in a house with three females. You think I am short on a toilet paper?
I hope not, but I'm just saying. That's what it's going to come to. It's sort of silly and everything else. It's sort of, but on the other hand, even though they did this canceling of the NRA annual meeting, this leaves a lot of money out there that people were going to spend to go to NRA, and now they could use some of that and get them a Chambers gun now, couldn't they?
Exactly.
So, got to find that silver lining out there, people, when you're looking at this kind of stuff. And let me tell you, the whole process and everything along the way and everything, the development, I mean, when I was envisioning the gun, I asked Joe to build one this way. You weren't even building guns like this at the time, were you?
No.
So were you going to build that, and I just happened to coincidentally ask you to do it, or how did that work out?
Yeah, I had that in the back of my mind. I had pretty well planned once we had gotten the Knife Fighters built and out there, I was going to release the Fat WMG. And I had already ordered the frames for it at that time. because I knew that there would be some demand for it based on the number of people who had told me, hey, I didn't get a Night Fighter, what can I do? So, you know, I'm glad that it worked out. And I think there's three or four left on this year's build list. And if they sell, great. If they don't, well, Eric still has plenty of work.
So when I was talking about that there's 23 left, there's actually three or four left?
Yeah. Yeah, there's like three or four, I think Heidi said, left that haven't been spoken for of the 25 we plan to build this year.
Yeah, well, the other 24 people that get one of these guns besides myself are going to be some very lucky people. Very, and they're going to be very pleased people. But I think that, you know, after having handled the Night Fighter, I can now tell you that when I pick up a Chambers gun, I think I could tell a Chambers gun by running the slide blindfolded.
Yeah, that is one of the things that we pride ourselves on is the feel of the guns.
Yeah.
And I've had, on the single stack guns, there are even more ways that people comment, you know, oh, this is different, that's different, the way we do the trigger guard and all of that. But the feel, the action of the gun, the trigger pull, just the way it sounds is really a unique experience. It has a lot to do with how the slide to frame fit is done, how the barrel fit is done. It's a very unique experience.
To check this kind of stuff out, to see the stuff that he builds, some of the stuff he's built in the past, some of the stuff that he's building now, he's on Instagram, he's on Facebook, and ChambersCustom.com is the website. If you had a trip that was just canceled, take and consider buying that one gun of a lifetime. Of course, it won't work out to be one, because once you buy one of Joe's guns, it becomes a habit. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Keeping us down. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at Aero Precision USA. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. We were talking about optics on guns and everything. He was talking about Aaron Cowan of I can't remember Aaron's the name of his what's the name of his business again?
Sage Dynamics.
Sage Dynamics, yep. How does he test an optic?
So he goes through several phases of testing. He does a burn down session where he fires several thousand rounds just in a row. And during that burn down session, he does barricade, you know, where he smashes the gun against the barricade to rack the slide. And just various kinds of torturing in that shooting session. I think it's 3,000. 3,000 rounds is the initial test, and then then he jumps up 2,000 more to go to 5,000. And it's pretty intense. A lot of dots don't even make it past the first burn down session. And then he starts the drop testing, and he drops the gun from shoulder height onto a concrete. You know, he holds the gun upside down and drops it directly on the concrete from shoulder height.
Wow.
And, you know, there's very few dots that survive that. Very few. The Acro, the RMR, the Holosun, and that's about all. And even those don't survive completely unscathed after multiple drops. And people can go online. Aaron's got a YouTube channel that's just fabulous, and video records all of this testing so that you can go online and you can look at, you know, dot brand XYZ,
right,
and watch him destroy this dot in 800 rounds. Well, that's not duty good. You know, it might be, you know, our kid's 22 for plinking, but it's certainly not adequate for anything that you would want to put on a gun that you're going to carry in the streets. The interesting thing to me about Aaron and his testing is he buys all these dots himself, right? He's not giving this for free to test. You know, they're not sending him special models to test that might be better than what you can buy in the store.
Right.
He actually goes to the store, buys a dot with his own money,
right,
and then destroys it. And he literally has a drawer full of dots that are broken. And then he also, on his website, sagedynamics.com, he has a white paper that is extremely extensive that he has been compiling for many, many years now. And he updates it regularly. As a matter of fact, he just recently updated it with new data where he has lists of dots and their round counts, when they failed, how they failed, battery life, all of these different idiosyncrasies about the dots that he's tested. So if you're a consumer, you can go to his website, you can pull up the white paper, download it, and read it, and read about all the testing criteria. You can read about, you know, the failure rates and what we found out through all of this testing that he's done is even among a brand, not all dots are created equal.
Right.
Right? Because he's had RMRs that have gone 10, 15,000 rounds, and he's had RMRs that failed in 500. Okay. Well, you know, that's a data point that we have to consider. So, you know, it's a very good evaluative process that he has done that gives a lot of quality information to the consumer. And if you're in the market to put a dot on the handgun, it behooves you to go and read what a subject matter expert like Aaron has you know, compiled, because he's done it to help people. And he doesn't charge for the information. He just puts it out there. Look, I want you to be well informed.
Does he mount these on his agency arms pistols for all this testing? Because I know he's one of the assets, like Steve Fisher is, and he's even got a collaboration going on with him right now. So... So you're putting it on his arm, and because you're basically torturing the gun too. So, yeah, that's dedication.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and he, like myself, he has an SOT license, firearms license. So he has a non-transferable full automatic Glock, and that helps with the testing a lot, because when you got to shoot a couple thousand rounds through a gun to test an item like a dot, pulling the trigger every time can get old fast.
Sure.
And, you know, so you put it on a gun like that, and you just pull the trigger once and shoot 30 rounds, and, you know, do that 10 times and you're rolling. But yeah, he does it on agency guns. He's got a couple of STIs there that he's been playing with. I think he's got a Nighthawk he's been playing with. So he uses it on a lot of different guns to test.
Yeah, that does sort of that's helpful to have, I guess. I'm very much smitten with the Holosun, just because the Holosun, the 500 series has that multiple reticles.
Yeah.
They seem pretty easy to zero, and once they're zeroed, they seem to keep the zero.
Yes.
When I went to Steve's class, I had one gun with a Delta Point Pro and one gun with a Holosun, and the Holosun gun seemed like it was easier to get it where I needed to be. Is that your preferred optic?
Yeah, that's what I have on all of mine that have optics on them, is the Holosun. I have a 508T on my personal regulator, and I have a 507C on my Night Fighter, and then of course we have a test dot here in the shop that we just this week we rolled 18,000. Actually counted rounds on. We're over 18,000 rounds now. With another, we estimate we have about another 4,000 rounds, 3,500 to 4,000 rounds that we didn't keep track of at the beginning.
Right.
And that dot's still going strong. In fact, it was funny because last week we were shooting a 10 millimeter through the gun or through with the dot, and we don't Loctite the screws on the test dot when we're testing. because it would just be a pain in the neck to get it off and on, going back and forth between them. And my brother-in-law, Tad, was here with me, helping me, and we were shooting 10 millimeters, and the dot screws came loose, and we didn't notice it. I did notice that it wasn't hitting on target anymore, but, you know, I was just in testing mode. I was just shooting the gun. I just wanted to get it done. And we got back inside and realized that the dot had come loose and was just sitting loosely on the gun. It had probably been that way for about 150 grams of really, really hot 10 millimeter.
Right.
And I thought, oh, man, we probably destroyed it. And I put it on another gun and went out and shot it, and it was perfectly fine.
Outstanding.
So, you know, if you figure in the rounds that we know we shot before we started counting, we're at like 22,000 rounds, give or take, with no failure. And only one, we only replaced the battery once. And that's proof enough for me.
That way,
and
yeah.
I've got other clients out there that have anywhere from 5,000 to 10,000 rounds through a hole of sun with no issues. So.
Good to know. I would rather have your just because that just vindicates me and makes my choice that much better. Before we run out of time, I presume things are still going on for you unless somebody goes down. We'll see how that goes. But
yep.
ChambersCustom.com, that's where you can go and find and get on the list and get on the, you know, they only build so many of them per year, but you got to get on the list to get something started. Find them on Facebook. Find them on Instagram. You can find the guns. You can find this latest regulator on Instagram. They just put up a thing about that. So a nice little pictorial, if you will. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
You too. Hour number three is inbound. We're going to be talking to Dean Weingarten, as we always do. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.